You are listening to Morning Edition on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to Cinema Chat. Always glad to have you along, and we are most certainly grateful for your company as we approach a holiday season. And once again, I'm sitting alongside Nick Alderink. He is Cinema Programming Manager for Marquee Arts. They run the Michigan and State Theaters in downtown Ann Arbor and keep us entertained all year long. Nick, great to have you back.
Great to be back as always.
Well, we have some movies that are opening this weekend, and I'm quite sure the one at the top of the list is going to do gangbusters.
Yeah.
It's called Avatar, and this one's Fire and Ash.
Yes, this is the third installment of the Avatar franchise, and with Fire and Ash, James Cameron takes audiences back to Pandora in an immersive new adventure with Marine-turned-Navi leader Jake Sully, played by Sam Worthington, and the Navi warrior Nate Teary, played by Zoe Saldana, and the Sully family.
I think he always imagined it as a trilogy,
yeah,
even when it first came out, right?
Yeah, and I believe he still has at least one more that he's working on as well.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, make billions of dollars.
It's an ATM, right?
Yeah.
Exactly right. But people do love to immerse themselves in this world.
Yeah, and he's known for being at the forefront of cinema technology.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 3D animation, and it's just one of the most stunning films to see on the big screen.
Yeah, quite a visual spectacle to behold, mm-hmm. and apparently the stories are very good. I've never seen the blue people in person.
they're simple stories. It's kind of your kind of like sci-fi westerns in some ways. They're very, very entertaining.
I think more my speed is a movie that's opening up Friday night at the Michigan Theater, The Secret Agent.
Yes, set during the military dictatorship of Brazil in 1977, Marcelo, former professor and technology specialist, flees a mysterious past and returns to his hometown in search of peace, but soon he realizes the city is far from the refuge he seeks. Now, this film has played in multiple places already. It premiered at Cannes, where it received great acclaim. It is the first Brazilian film to be nominated for the Golden Globe for Best Motion Picture in the Drama category, and is selected as Brazil's official entry for Best International Feature at the 2026 Academy Awards.
Well, that sounds exactly like my speed.
Yeah, I'm
definitely into that. And I can't wait to see if it actually ends up. We'll talk more about awards in the new year.
Yeah, okay.
Because that's going to be a whole conversation unto itself.
Yeah.
Late Night Classic series continues, and Silent Night, Deadly Night sounds like a horror film that I missed back in the 80s.
Yeah, this is the original 84 film that'll be tonight at 8 o'clock at the Michigan. Little Billy witnesses his parents getting killed by Santa after being warned by his grandpa that Santa punishes those who are naughty, but now Billy is 18 and out of the orphanage, and he just became Santa himself.
That's terrible.
It's a dark, twisted.
That's
terrible.
Keep holiday your kids far, far away from that.
Yeah,
but it sounds like an interesting premise and movie for age-appropriate people.
Yes, that's right.
Die Hard. The argument continues. Is this a holiday movie? Is it not? What we know for certain is it is a late-night classic.
That's right, and that'll be tomorrow night at 9:30. This is the film about New York City cop John McClane, played by Bruce Willis, who tries to save his estranged wife and several others taken hostage by terrorists during a Christmas Eve party at Nakatomi Plaza in Los Angeles, and also stars Alan Rickman as Hans Gruber.
For many of us. It was the introduction to Alan Rickman, and what a great he stole that movie, in my opinion.
One of the best movie villains.
Exactly right, and he went on to a fantastic career, and he will be missed.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned that the holiday season is rapidly approaching, and as such, you're noting it on the big screen.
Yeah.
The holiday screenings begin with National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which it's funny.
Yeah, that's right. It's that'll be tomorrow, Friday at 7 o'clock. The Griswold family's plans for a big Christmas predictably turn into a big disaster. This is from writer John Hughes, starring Chevy Chase, Beverly D'Angelo, Juliette Lewis, Johnny Galecki, and Randy Quaid, among many others.
Now you're also going to play one that somehow escaped my attention, and that is called The Holdovers.
Yeah, this is a film from just a couple years ago, and when I saw this film, you just know that like this is going to be a Christmas classic.
Mm-hmm.
This is set in the 1970, this plays Saturday at 7 o'clock. It's set in 1970. A curmudgeonly history teacher at a New England boarding school remains on campus during Christmas break to supervise Heldover students and ends up forming an unlikely bond with a brainy but damaged troublemaker. And this is from director Alexander Payne, and it stars Paul Giamatti, Dominic Sessa, and Divine Joy Randolph, who won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress for her.
Now I remember talking about it on Cinema Chat, but I've yet to see it, so now's my opportunity. That's Saturday at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
And The Polar Express, I don't know anybody who's seen it that doesn't love it.
Yeah, this is the 2004 film. This will be Sunday at 1:30, free and open to the public.
Best way to see it.
That's right. On Christmas Eve, a young boy embarks on a magical adventure to the North Pole on the Polar Express while learning about friendship, bravery, and the spirit of Christmas, and from director Robert Zemeckis and starring Tom Hanks.
I don't care what generation you're from, but if you are going to enter the holiday season, it is incumbent that you familiarize yourself with It's a Wonderful Life.
That's right, yeah. It's this will be Sunday at 5 o'clock. Terrific film that we play every year. We always get a great audience. After George Bailey, played by James Stewart, he had never been born, an angel, played by Henry Travers, is sent to Earth to make George's wish come true, and George starts to realize how many lives he has changed and impacted and how they would be different if he was never there, from director Frank Capra and also starring Donna Reed. Probably my favorite Christmas film of all time.
I'm right with you. If it's not my favorite, it's right at the very top of the list there.
Mm-hmm.
The Bells of St. Mary's may not make my top five.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, Bing Crosby, it almost doesn't feel like Christmas without Bing Crosby.
This is from 1945. This will be Tuesday, December 23rd at 7 o'clock. At a big city Catholic school, Father O'Malley and Sister Benedict indulge in a friendly rivalry and succeed in extending the school through the gift of a building. Bing Crosby, Ingrid Bergman, and Henry Travers in this one as well. Yeah. And this is the film at the end of It's a Wonderful Life. George Bailey is running by the theater, and this film is on the marquee.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's right.
That's really interesting. Yeah, well, there you go. It all ties together nicely. Mm-hmm. This is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Nick Aldering. And there are some new Christmas movies that are opening that maybe one day we'll talk about in reflection classics.
Yeah, on the Wednesday, December 24th, Christmas Eve at the State, Marty Supreme is opening. This one is set in the 50s, where young Marty Mauser pursues his dream of becoming a champion table tennis player. And this is from director Josh Safdie, who made the film Uncut Gems.
Which was great.
Which is a really, really great film. And this stars Timothy Chalamet and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Ooh, good pretension.
Yeah. And then at the Michigan on Christmas Eve, we have Song Sung Blue. Two down-on-their-luck performers form a Neil Diamond tribute band, proving it's never too late to find love and follow your dreams. And this is from director Craig Brewer and starring Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson.
You know, I'm not a huge Neil Diamond fan, but I am a huge Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson fan.
Yeah, and I haven't seen this one yet, but it's getting terrific reviews whereas it has played and seems to be the feel-good holiday movie of the year.
And we could all use a little of that.
Yeah, that's right.
That's for sure. Well, there are some movies that seem to have legs. They won't go away.
In fact, they
continue to play. And that includes Ella McKay.
Yeah, this is continuing at the State and in multiplexes. The latest from James L. Brooks, who made Terms of Endearment, As Good as It Gets, and of course co-created The Simpsons, and starring Emma Mackey, Jamie Lee Curtis, Ayo Itabiri, and Woody Harrelson, about Ella McKay, who becomes the governor of the state she was born and raised. However, navigating relationships with her husband, father, and brother may just be her biggest challenge yet. Yeah.
I'm glad it's sticking around for a while. And Hamnet is doing well?
Yeah, Hamnet is doing very, very well. And this is going to be on
such a fascinating take on the story.
Yeah, and this is going to be on so many best of year lists. This is from director Chloe Zhao. And it follows William Shakespeare and his wife as they celebrate the birth of their son, Hamnet. However, when tragedy strikes and Hamnet dies at a young age, it inspires Shakespeare to write his timeless masterpiece, Hamlet. And this stars Jesse Buckley and Paul Mescal as William Shakespeare.
Now, I'm glad Nuremberg is sticking around
and
will continue to play at the Michigan Theater and people have an opportunity. Mm-hmm. But I've heard varying things on this movie.
Yeah.
That some prefer the old Burt Lancaster movie, you know, The Trials of Nuremberg.
Yeah.
Over this particular one. Nonetheless, this is a story that needs to be told, retold, and never let us forget.
Yes. This is, of course, set at the Nuremberg trials, and a U.S. Army psychiatrist gets locked in a dramatic psychological showdown with accused Nazi war criminal Hermann Göring, and it stars Russell Crowe and Rami Malek. Kind of more of a psychological thriller than the old Burt Lancaster film.
But. Sentimental Value is still playing at the Michigan.
Yeah, this is another terrific film that's going to be on a lot of best of lists at the end of the year, starring Stellan Skarsgård and Elle Fanning and Renette Rensiv. And Wake Up Dead Man, A Knives Out Mystery. You know, it's on Netflix, but you can still catch it on the big screen. And of course, Wicked for Good.
Excellent. Wicked for Good has been around for... When did that open? It's been months.
That opened about a week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a little bit more time to catch it.
Things got legs. Well, yeah. If you haven't seen it, go see it. If you've seen it once, I hear people want to see it again. So maybe that's you as well. Hey, Nick, we're not going to be here on Christmas Day. We're taking the day off, but I will see you on New Year's Day.
That's right. Happy holidays.
To you as well, and to you. For Nick Alderink, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us on Cinema Chat. It is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM Ypsilanti, celebrating 60 years of broadcasting from the campus of Eastern Michigan University.